You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I know that it's trendy to talk about how dating is so hard. I hate dating. I'm so glad I'm married because I don't want to be in the dating world. Being single is the worst.
I guess I'm trendy. I was just telling Josh, I was like, I can't imagine being in your position dating.
Yeah, but I feel like such a flippin' weirdo because I always liked being single and I liked dating.
I mean, you were in a great mood all the time when you were dating. You're always so chipper and cheerful every day at work. It was the best time working with you when you were dating. Yeah. That was the best.
What happened?
That was really a great time.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah, you were always so happy.
No, but I mean, I did not have all of the grouchiness that some people have when they're in the dating world. Yeah. So it was interesting. We saw this story come out. One of the dating websites put out their Singles in America study.
All right.
And they list all of these different stats, and it's a really extensive list.
We brought Josh in, too. Josh is in here because he's single. He's single in America-ish.
But he's single, but he's also seeing someone.
He is a smitten kitten right now.
So I guess we need to define, are you single if you're in a relationship?
Hey, Josh.
Hey.
Did you guys have, like, are we in an exclusive relationship conversation? Are we exclusive?
Oh, yeah, we had those talks. That was a while ago now, but we definitely had those talks where we were like, are we going to, like, actually step in and do this, you know?
Your Facebook
because some
official.
People don't have the talk, they just assume.
Yeah, and it's kind of funny because I kind of had that assumption, I guess, before her, because I was not seeing anybody else or talking to anybody else or anything like that, and then I kind of was like, we're kind of an item right now, aren't we? And she was like, oh, yeah, I guess we can be. And I was like,
yeah,
oh, okay, cool.
Totally.
I guess we can be.
yeah, sure we are.
She was like, let me go delete stuff from my phone real fast.
You know, that's funny. We used to have comedian Greg Barrett in the studio a lot. He's the guy who wrote He's Just Not That Into You. Right? Oh, okay. It was a big hit book and then a hit movie and stuff like that. And he talked about when he's now married, but when he was dating, he told the woman he was dating, who's now his wife, he told her, he's like, I'm done. You're the one that I want. Sounds like from Greece. You're the one that I want. Ooh, 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 honey. And I'm not going to see anybody else. And she's like, I'm not in that. I'm not there yet.
Right.
I'm going to continue to see other people. And he was like, totally cool. You keep seeing other people. I'm going to just see you. And when you're ready, you know, then
let me
fine,
know.
I'll be here.
That's a confident man.
And I thought, my goodness,
confident.
That takes,
yeah.
How many people are that secure to have that talk?
Just
right?
One.
Just one.
Just Greg.
His name is Greg. So, yeah, I mean,
I don't know. That's
well.
Yeah.
Let's share a few things from this study, Josh. Starting with how much it costs to date. You have any comments on
Oof.
That?
Yeah, it's expensive. But one thing that's nice is I feel like there's such a, you know, the guy always has to pay for everything. And Caitlin, we've said her name enough on the radio station. Caitlin, she has actually been awesome about how she's like, no, I really want to be kind of in this thing with you 50-50. And I had such a reservation about that because I was brought up like, no. If we're on a date, I pay. I do this. You know, I open the car door for you. I do all that stuff. And she was very, I guess, confident about how she was like, no, it's okay. I'm cool with this. I'll, you know.
How much do you guys spend it on a monthly basis on dates? Because this story has a number to it. Do you know off the top of your head? Josh was actually just complaining like a day ago.
He's was.
Being in a steady relationship sucks because it's so expensive. And now I got to buy birthday gifts. No,
it's, I would say, gosh, man, probably around $200 a month. Maybe a little bit more. I know it's going to be a little bit more this month for sure because it's her birthday month.
It's my birthday month?
Yeah, and it's...
What's the number, Dom, on there? What was it? Do you remember what it was?
130 is the average.
Yeah.
If you're doing 200 and, you know, you're loaded, so that makes sense. Some people are maybe only spending 50 a month if they're dating.
But this even includes, like, grooming habits and new clothes.
Correct.
Even dating app subscriptions. You know, it kind of includes everything, which you're probably not doing some of that.
No,
you're already
dating,
extremely stylish dresser.
What's the biggest spend you've done like in the last couple of weeks?
You know what? We got some tickets coming up for her birthday, and she knows about this, so I can tell her. We're going to the Nutcracker. She's a dancer, and so
oh,
she
God.
Likes that ballet stuff. I know.
Oh, go on.
And she is very excited, so I'm very excited.
You're doing all those things that you don't want to do, but you love her. You're in that stage right now.
I am very
excited. I'll get you Nutcracker tickets. That sounds awesome.
I not only got her Nutcracker tickets, I splurged on Nutcracker tickets, and I had no idea how expensive going to the theater would
be. How much is it?
They were, for the seats that I got, they were like $212 each.
Oh my God!
And
so you spent like $450 almost for Nutcracker tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's the parking and
what they have the
else.
Handling Cocktail. Fee. Can someone tell me how you handle electronic tickets, please?
Oh yeah,
the
don't
handling
get, don't
fee
get us
was
started.
Like $75, and
the
I was
handling
like, okay.
is the dudes in their tights. Wait till you see all that handling. No wonder she wanted front row seats.
Oh, no. And then she'll look over at you and just make that face like.
Comparing, a lot of comparing going on.
We're going to come back and hit a few more things that are on this study. One of them is about how the economy and inflation are making cheapness kind of sexy.
Oh,
so
yeah.
they say.
On that.
All right.
We'll jump into that. Being single in America today, we were talking about how much it costs, and Josh was, I'm not going to use the word complaining. He was
concerned.
Mentioning. He was mentioning how expensive it is to do certain things. This latest thing. And by the way, you can comment on any of this at 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. A call or a text. We always prefer calls. But if you want to text, that's fine. One of the things they say is that because of inflation and the economy, being cheap is now deemed sort of sexy by a lot of people.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Jeremy's always been a frugal one.
First date with Knick Knack, I used a coupon to Bennigan's.
Yep.
Yep.
And that sealed the deal right there.
Sealed the deal. Look at that.
One in four people say they're more appreciative now of frugal people than they used to be.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, so, absolutely.
And 30% are more open to doing free stuff on a date these days. You know, our date, we're just going to go walk through the park.
Yeah, we're going to go hiking. What else is free, Josh? I'm so out of the dating loop. What other free things? Well, I would just make out, I guess. That's free.
That is free, yeah. I think what we like to do is, you know, just hang out at each other's places and, you know, just watch a movie or watch a TV show. We're actually kind of big into watching some TV shows that either I or her like. We kind of switch off.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And so that's been actually really fun. And honestly, that, you know, that costs nothing. You can just make a quick meal or whatever.
Yeah.
And so we're big on that. We enjoy that. And we don't have to. We're not at the point in our relationship where we're like, we have to go do the expensive dinners anymore. I mean, there was a point where I was like, no, I want to take you here. I want to do that and everything. And then, you know, once we finally became official, I was like, you should just come over. We should just hang out.
We'll just grab Chick-fil-A
I'm done
and
with that.
Sit on the couch.
Yeah, which is cute.
It's instead so of Netflix better, and man. Chill, it's Chick-fil-A and chill.
I'm into that.
It really is.
73% of single people are looking for a long-term relationship. Now it's down to just 10% that say they only want to date casually, maybe forever. 3 out of 4 say, I want the long-term.
Yeah,
I want
you
my
want
forever
a,
person.
We need double incomes. I am latching onto you.
What's funny about that is we kind of had that conversation recently. I was like, I do not want the beginning stage of a relationship anymore. Like, it's so like, what's your favorite color? Do you have a favorite candy? You know, like, it's so lame now.
That's
I'm
what you
so
ask
bleh.
On dates?
Well, no, not anymore. But
no
I'm,
wonder
like,
there wasn't anything
color?
Long-term. What's your favorite
dates?
Color?
My first question is, what's your political affiliation? So we really, really dive
okay,
into it.
Hold on. Let me jump ahead to number 9 on the list. They say today politics might not be the deal breaker that it used to be.
Well, why is that?
But, however, it's not half. Only 46% said they would date someone with very different political views.
Okay.
But Josh
you just
is
make
not
it
one
work.
Of those, I guess.
You just make it work.
Yeah, it's like, come on. Who cares? Ultimately.
What is your favorite candy, Josh?
I don't really like candy.
And what's Caitlin's favorite color?
Yeah, do you know?
Yeah, it's blue for sure.
Way to scramble.
I use the excuse I'm colorblind, so everything is gray to me. And she's like,
oh,
okay,
my God,
cool.
I've heard Jeremy say that.
I am colorblind.
Too.
That's my wife.
I am really badly colorblind.
I'm like, let's paint the walls this color. And she's like, that's pink. I'm like, what?
It's a fuchsia green.
Like, yeah. I'm like, no, it's not. It's green.
And then bringing this home, number 8 on the list, good looks did not make the top 5 traits people are looking for.
Oh, that is such a load of you know what.
And I have
to
agree,
Jer. That's such a load of crap.
When you ask people things in a survey, many times they're concerned with how they're going to seem or how they're going to come across. And they're like, oh, if I say looks, then I'm really shallow. No, you're a human being. You're an animal. And animals in the animal kingdom.
Yeah, you're attracted to that.
Are attracted to beautiful things. That's just the way we're wired.
Look at peacocks. They spread their feathers to attract a mate. Right?
Yeah. So it's this whole, I don't want to come across as shallow. Well, all right.
Whatever.
The rest of us don't believe you. Number 1 on the list of the most desirable traits, in case you guys are wondering, someone you can trust and confide in.
Well, yeah, I would think so.
That's a big one.
It's very obvious. So obvious.
So that's number 1? Yeah, I guess.
Humor
being
on there?
Being emotionally mature. Sorry, Jeremy's out. However, being funny is on there. Jeremy's back.
I'm back in.
Woo-hoo! Those all ranked higher than looks.
Well,
I would agree with that.
You're so full of it.
Well, looks didn't obviously matter to Caitlin.
Oh, listen, the point is you and Caitlin are both beautiful people. In fact, you're both a little bit too beautiful.
It's such a Ken and Barbie thing. I mean,
you're
it
both
really
gorgeous
is.
All right. So here's the thing. Jeremy and I have this. We've said this for years on the show. We have a theory that two really beautiful people pretty much make ugly children.
So don't procreate, okay? Because your kids will be fugly.
I'm good with that.
You better have that talk with her, too.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
And you better just not get any more Chick-fil-A at your house. And one thing leads to another.
No more Chick-fil-A
sauce.
While
you're alone at home. Don't knock the Chick-fil-A sauces, foreplay. God. Don't knock it.